Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Tuesday morning. I'm Sammy Ewing, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Songkhulp Gilda, a former doctorate student at the University of Florida, has filed a lawsuit against the university on the grounds of unpaid wages. However, he has also said that he has filed a case through the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission stating that he was subject to racism, harassment, and retaliation by his professor and advisor. Grace Blair from WUFT spoke with Songkhulp Gilda and has more on the issue.
What happened as of yet is that a former PhD student by the name of Songkhulp Gilda is suing UF. He announced that in a tweet that he let out on September 15th. And in that tweet, which consisted of a string of 24 different posts, so he was describing his experiences as an astronomy student in the PhD program here at UF. And essentially, he went into detail about his experiences, which included a lot of harassment and discrimination. And he announced on September 15th through Twitter that he was suing UF. So specifically what the article is centered on is his lawsuit at the moment just consists of a suit based on unpaid overtime wages. So UF filed a motion to dismiss. They filed that on Thursday. And in the meantime, Songkhulp Gilda is also filing what's called an EEOC complaint, and that focuses on the behavior and the treatment that he received as a student. And if that goes through, then that as well will turn into a lawsuit between himself and UF.
Do you know if the professor has demonstrated bad behavior in the past?
You know, that's a good question. I've actually filed for public records. I filed a request and it's been like 3 weeks. They still haven't responded. I reached out to them and I guess they're having like an attorney look over all the stuff before sending it. So as of yet, I don't have any information about that. I plan to write a follow-up once I receive those for the purpose of your podcast. And at the moment, at least, not that we're aware of. There's anecdotal evidence that this is unsurprising behavior for him. However, there are no formal complaints in my hands yet.
Can you tell me more about the claims that are being made?
In his tweet and in an interview with me, he detailed some of these instances. He was called an idiot by his advisor, according to him, and his student visa status was threatened by his advisor, he said. He also said that when he went to file complaints in the department on his supervisor, that his department chair essentially defended his advisor. So that as well will potentially be part of the future lawsuit that's forming currently. So yeah, those were some of his experiences. And just, he described it as quote unquote racism, harassment, and retaliation.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
As I mentioned, the lawsuit is currently ongoing. Although they filed the motion to dismiss, that does not necessarily mean it's going to get dismissed. That's a fairly important point at this moment, at least. It's unknown whether or not it will get dismissed, but it is ongoing currently. And like I mentioned, that specifically has to deal with the unpaid overtime wages. I'm hoping I made that distinction clear in my article, but yeah, the lawsuit itself is the unpaid overtime wages, and then the harassment, discrimination, retaliation charges, those are all complaints that are currently going through the EEOC. So just to kind of like clarify that, there are two different things. I wasn't personally aware of that at first, so that's why I feel like the distinction is important. Another thing that Brynn Taylor, the representative of the GAU that I spoke with, she was really passionate about this, and she really emphasized to me and wanted me to include in my own article that she really hopes other students will step forward who have experienced this. She said she understands that it's a really hard time for a lot of these students, and she just wanted to make it very clear that that they are there to help and that they are a resource.
That was reporter Grace Blair from WUFT News on Songkhulp Gilda's lawsuit against the University of Florida and his claims of racism, harassment, and retaliation. Now let's get into some top headlines. According to the Independent Florida Alligator, the Gainesville Police Department is asking for information regarding a shooting that happened Friday night near Green Apple Liquor. GPD has arrested Montrell Carter, who is 19 years old, and Orion Davis, who is 17 years old. Both the men in custody have had criminal records in the past. One bystander was shot. However, she is currently in stable condition at Shands Hospital. If you have any information, please call GPD at 352-393-7611. The Gainesville Sun covered the work of a UF PhD student, Jesse Borden, who studies green lizards native to Florida and the southeast of the United States. The lizards are called green anoles. The lizards are sensitive to urban development, destroying their habitats, and are also threatened by the brown anole lizards. Borden says that the green anoles have been living 17 times higher in trees to protect themselves from urban development and from the brown anoles. The Tampa Bay Times reports that locally and nationally, people who adopted dogs and cats during the pandemic are not returning their pets in droves, as once feared by shelters. In their article, they quoted the Humane Society of Tampa, which said the return rates of pets are small or the same as it was before the pandemic. This information also aligns with the Humane Society of the United States, which reports the same information, that there have been no overwhelming return of pets adopted during the quarantine. News for Jax reports that Matthew Wright, the Jacksonville Jaguars' newly acquired kicker, helped lead the team to victory in their game on Sunday. Wright graduated from the University of Central Florida with a degree in aerospace engineering and 1 month ago was an engineer for Lockheed Martin. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Sammy Ewing, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida.